B-Pod Studios.
I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and it was about the Brooklyn Nets. Roy, my favorite team growing up was the New Jersey Nets. They moved to Brooklyn, and the playoffs are about to start. So I'm listening to this Brooklyn Nets podcast, and they do the podcast after every game, and it was 50 minutes long, 5-0. And I'm like, what the hell do these guys talk about for 50 minutes? And so the podcast opens, and they go, it's the pod, you know, like whatever the podcast was called. And it's like 3 minutes of just intro music.
Oh.
And then they're like, welcome everyone to the, you know, podcast, the Brooklyn Nets podcast, blah, blah, blah. And then they like, here's what we're going to talk about. And it's like another 4 minutes of like music and intro and sound effects and stuff.
Why?
I was like, I don't know. Screw all that. We just bang it out. We're like, hey, welcome to the rap party. We don't even have an intro.
No, no intro. We should probably have some.
You think? Because I kind of just like getting into it, man.
You think?
Yeah. It's like different than our show. Like the show we play, you know.
Production
and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the menu. And that's cool. But with the podcast.
Well, it's a little more raw, if you will. A little bit more us.
Yeah.
Well, that's
Here's
nice.
Nicole's music.
That's nice music.
Mom music.
Whenever Nicole's in her producer's room, she listens to this.
She was talking about the beat per minute of the song.
Like no, she was talking about like the hertz, tone the tone.
And, yeah. Oh, is it the tone?
Yeah.
It makes her calm. Yeah, dude.
I think I hear a little rain in that.
Oh, it's beautiful. That would put me to sleep.
That would put me to sleep in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, welcome to the rap party.
Yes. So no intro music, no nothing, no BS.
No.
I don't know about that.
Lots of BS. That's true.
Lots of bullshit.
It's a big day for Loren, though. She announced yesterday that her patio is officially done and open for operation.
Problem occurred yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Something popped up.
Something popped up.
The railing.
No, we don't have the railing yet. That's being made, apparently.
Okay, yep.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, did you know that, OCC, Ocean... Orange County Choppers. Remember that show?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The reality show?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
With Pauly Sr. and Pauly Jr.?
Yep.
Yeah.
They started out before they even got into motorcycles. They made iron fences and iron railings.
Really?
How about that for a fact?
Maybe they could make me a railing. No. So the gas guy came and...
The gas guy came?
No,
yeah, she has her own personal service.
I can't get mad at this guy because he was a big fan of the show. Big fan. But I think he got a little too excited when he figured out Dallas was Dallas and that I was Loren from the MRL show. And
oh, God.
He forgot to tell us that our gas starter was not working in our new fireplace. So our construction guys masoned over it. Thinking that it was working just fine, only to come find out the starter's not working. So now these poor guys have to take the friggin' fireplace apart again to fix the starter because the guy forgot to tell us.
You know they're burning your house down when this is over, right?
Right?
They're going to live on that patio.
They hate you.
They do
hate
me.
Wait a minute. Why would you mortar over a starter? Don't you need to push the starter to start the fire?
Yes, but I guess it's the starter... So there's like an outside thing that you press a button and then it goes underneath.
Yeah, but you would think the main is right. You would think that they would have some sort of an access in the event of
the starter's broken.
Yeah.
Like, so what if the starter breaks in the future?
I don't know.
If we blame the gas guy who's a big fan of the MRL show.
No, listen. Well, he should have told us, but he forgot. So I'm not there right now. All I know is there's somebody there trying to fix it right now. So.
Yeah, I'm with.
And because I thought it was working just fine, I put all the media inside too, so they take like all the concrete
balls
out and all the stones out of the bottom, and yeah.
And they're not going to bill extra. This is just they got to fix it.
They just got to fix it.
That's so interesting.
So I saw the fireplace working though in a video.
I know he started it with a lighter and didn't tell anyone that.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What happens on your job sites?
I know.
I had my electric oven turned into a gas stovetop. My electric stovetop turned into a gas stovetop. And it's a plug because they pay to advertise. So here it is, DGK Construction. honey, they did everything for me. It was the easiest thing ever. And I'm not just saying that because they told me or asked me to say that. I know for a fact they did everything. I screwed up the paint, and they went back to Lowe's not once but twice to get the paint. They didn't ask me to do anything. It was like fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your contractor? Stevie Wonder? Well, they can't see anything going on? I'm sorry for the harsh joke. Don't cancel me.
No.
But my God.
I don't know. I don't know. I told you. I got out of the game like 2 months ago, and I've just let Dallas handle everything.
I like to think, though, that what Lorenz is going through, I think sometimes that's the case for a lot of construction projects. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of projects screw up.
Dude,
think about the people that flip houses.
You absolutely are 100% right.
It's just, I think you just don't get it done right. And so if you do get it done right, you got to hold on to those people.
Yes.
Because I think it's just so rare. I need to ask you a question about your oven.
Off air?
Well, no, I can do
off
it
off podcast.
Why was your hood blue and then now it's silver?
Oh, because the blue is
a film over
it's a protective film, so no scratches, no paint
thank
gets
God,
on there.
Because I saw the blue and I'm like, that looked ugly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if this dude got a blue hood. Oof.
No. It was the protective.
Okay.
Like you filter. Didn't want to ask.
Oof.
But here's how I know this company DGK is good. There was something that I was going to ask them to not fix, but I was like, is it going to stay this way? And Amanda's like, well, make sure you ask them and point it out to them and tell them it can't stay that way. And when I went in to look and it was changed without me even saying anything. How cool was that?
That was nice.
They fixed what I was going to ask them to do. What the heck was I going to say? Oh, hey, I have a question. My wife wants to go to lunch, and she just texted me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not hungry, and I'm kind of tired.
Tell her no. Tell her no.
Tell her no?
Yeah.
Don't you feel... I mean, I feel bad.
Mm.
She's
make
like,
something up.
She goes, babe, want to do lunch? And I'm
how
like...
How are you have a meeting?
I don't want to lie to her, Loren.
Yeah, Loren,
it's not Dallas.
Why go to a lie immediately?
It's not Dallas I'm talking to. You don't need to lie.
It's easier sometimes.
What goes on in
it's
your
white
world?
White lies. It's fine.
Loren immediately jumps to a lie.
Tell her you're fasting. Like something unbelievable. All right, here. I said, and I'm kind of tired, but I feel bad.
Let's see
what she says.
You don't want to hang out with me?
No, she'll immediately say no, go home, take a nap.
She probably will, but she'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
And also, like, you know what sucks ass
nice
so
out.
Bad?
You can go sit outside.
It's cold.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, hey, Siri,
degrees.
What's the temperature outside right now?
It's currently 59 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
I need 10 degrees warmer.
Why don't you tell her... Let's do it a day next week when it's nice and warm outside and we can sit outside.
I know. I will. But the thing that sucks ass about school is Dean literally needs to be picked up right when I'm in like my REM naps time.
Mm.
And I did not sleep well last night. I was cold and my heat wasn't coming on. And I'm like, why isn't that not coming on?
Mm.
It's not broken. It was just like the house was set to 70, but it was a cold 70.
That's weird. Yeah, I was very warm. I put my house to 72 last night.
So I went up to 71 before I left so that the family wouldn't freeze.
That's nice.
Yeah, here we are, 70 degrees, talking about freeze. Mm. Oh, she texted back.
I sometimes think about Manny and his water heater situation. Because my water heater works instantly, and I know yours takes forever, and I find that interesting.
Only in the kitchen.
Oh, so they fixed it?
No, well, I did get a new gas line. I had to get a new gas line for the gas
stove. So you think that was the issue?
They said that I was overloading my gas, like basically.
But you have an electric water heater.
I have an electric water heater, but there's still gas. It still heats up when gas.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're still connected to the gas line.
Oh, well, yeah. Then mine's an electric water heater, too.
Yeah.
Mine's connected.
It's tankless. They're just there's no tank.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said, no worries. I said, I feel bad. She said, don't. She just said, thought. Day date might be fun.
Oh, that's
next week.
Especially since, you know, she can't go tonight to the 5 church anniversary party and
gonna be
maybe she should go.
Oh, now Lorenz flipped on you.
Plus I asked Nicole to bring a date for me.
No, don't do that. Just rock it solo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I don't want some stranger at the table. I don't know.
Your friend Allie's not a stranger.
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know Allie very well.
I don't know Allie. Don't invite. No. Just stop.
Allie's a big fan of the show.
Well, Allie,
I haven't seen Allie in forever.
She loves Unqualified Advice.
If Allie is a big fan of the show, she's probably hearing this. Stay home.
She loves Unqualified Advice.
I don't care.
She thinks you're the funniest.
Are you trying to butter me up?
Bring her.
All right, my ego loves it.
Sign her up.
As long as she talks about me the whole night.
All right, before we get out of here on a wrap party, we do have a dinner tonight at Five Church. We were invited to an anniversary dinner, so I'm sure we'll have stories for that tomorrow on the air and on the podcast. But before we get out of here, there's one thing we need to finish off that we were going to make a wrap party exclusive.
Was it the hold or was it the speeding tickets?
Speeding tickets.
Top excuses to get out of a speeding ticket. We wanted to hear from our radio family on how they got out of a speeding ticket. Jennifer in Mooresville, what worked for you?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. So I was probably a junior in high school at this point. It was later in the year. We're getting towards the end of like exams and whatnot. My first car was an 86 Ford Bronco, and I took the top off. Well, I was going about 70 and a 35.
Oh, hauling.
Yeah, wow.
I deserved the ticket, but officer pulled me over, and the reason I was speeding was because it was about to rain, and I was not going to get caught going down the road with all of my books and exam stuff in the back of my truck and get rained on. And I literally told the officer, you can follow me home and give me a ticket. Let me just get to my garage. he took sympathy on me, thank God, because as a 17-year-old, I was dying. And he was like, you're fine. Quit speeding and be safe. And I was like, oh, my God, thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. Did you beat it home?
Yes, thank God.
Great.
Barely. I mean, maybe by 5 minutes.
Awesome. Thanks, Jennifer in Mooresville. We appreciate it.
This is Caitlin in Hickory. Welcome to the main Roy and the Red Morning Show. Red Party exclusive. How'd you get out of a ticket?
So I was probably 2-3 in the morning. I was driving home from a friend's house. I was on a back road in Davidson, and I was going probably 53, 55 or something, and saw a cop, and I was like, crap, okay. And so he pulled me over, and he goes, you know you're going 20 over, right? And I panicked, and I was like, there's no way. I hadn't seen a speed limit sign, so I thought it was 45. So, yeah, I was still going 10 over. And I had a physical, like, plug-in-your-car GPS going, and it told me that it was 45. And I was like, sir, look, it tells me it's 45. And he looked at it, and he goes, oh, I'll be right back. And then he came back, and he said, I'll just let you off with a warning, and if you see that speed limit sign, it is 35, so just slow down.
Oh, that's nice.
That's awesome. That is nice.
Yep.
Have you tried it again since?
Luckily, I have not been pulled over since.
Well, so, Ian, luckily you legitimately had something that told you it was 45, even though that's not the state sign.
Right, right.
Yep.
That's cool. Wow. Thanks, Caitlin. We appreciate it. A lot of text messages coming through to you guys. Let's see. Someone says, when cops ask, do you know why I pulled you over, tell the truth and in your repentance voice rather than sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was speeding. 419 says, I'd rather pay the ticket than pay for an ambulance bill. That's why I'm speeding. let's see. Make them laugh. I was a bigger guy years ago, and a cop thought I threw an apple core out the window, and it was the guy in front of me. When he approached me and I asked him, officer, does it look like I eat apples? Roy, that's your line.
That's
you would totally
good.
Do that.
I would. He's come out. Funny. He goes, did you throw an apple? I'm like, what does that mean?
704 says, my hot wife always gets me out of tickets, ran a red light, and my wife apologizes for me, and we got a warning.
Nice.
Jeez, there's so many. Oh, wait, hold on.
Do you unbutton the shirt a little bit? Let the girls know.
Let's see. We have so many.
Where's the
we do. There is. It was one of the first ones. Let's see, acting like a blonde girl. My family owns restaurants and gives officers and the fire department half off. My name alone on my license got me out of one.
Oh, wow.
Because they know who you are. Geez.
I've never ran across a police officer that knew.
Here it is.
Oh, here we go.
Here, read this one, Roy.
Doing fertility treatments, and I was taking his sample to the doctor for insemination, and I got pulled over. The cop not only let me go, but escorted me to the doctor's office so I can get there quicker.
Nice.
There you go.
How funny is that? She said, my husband and I are doing fertility treatments, and I was taking his sample. That's what she told the cop. All right, well,
Home, remember?
What's that?
I said I used to rush home when we were trying to get pregnant.
Yeah, you had timed sex events.
All right, well, there you go. Wrap party exclusive, how to get out of tickets. And by the way, ask for a warning was number one on the list.
Be kind, yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.